Hi, this is Jeff Van Dyke, and you're listening to the Legacy Music Hour.
Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switchy Switch.
And this is the video game music podcast featuring only video game music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era.
You know, 50 episodes ago, I would have no idea we'd still be here.
Or 49 or 50?
50. 50.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
Oh yeah? Did you have doubts?
Well, I didn't know. I was just living in the 8-bit and 16-bit moment.
Okay. And so you just didn't know where what was going to happen.
And then here we are.
This is episode 50. This is our 50th anniversary.
Dun, 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 dun,
our 50-year anniversary.
Our 50th anniversary. That's right.
And so, you know, today's going to be another free play episode, you know, like usual. When we every 10 episodes, we do free play.
Right.
Was there anything we wanted to mention before we get started, actually?
No, well, I just want to say one thing. I was hoping to have some cake to celebrate.
Oh, that would have been a good photo for the website.
I think so, but I was running late. But, I don't want you to think that this is not a special moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I got you a little something.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yes, I'm just going to hand it over here. Some... to help you in your 8-bit journey. Would you describe to the listeners what I just handed
it's
you?
It's a package that looks like it would be a package for baseball cards.
Mm-hmm.
But it says Nintendo on it. It says Nintendo Game Pack, 25 cents, with top secret tips.
That's right.
3 scratch-off cards.
Yes.
And 2 stickers. It's made by Topps.
It's vintage, my friend.
Thank you. So what is this?
Well, they're cards, and they want you to open up. And
oh, you want me to open it right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, look at your cards.
Oh, it's I don't need to open it. It already is.
Well, that's how kind of how they came. I think why they were on sale.
All right, so let's see here. Are these authentic? Or are they?
I think
so. It says 1989. Yeah, copyright 1989 Nintendo of America.
How about
so
it?
So this is Mario Mad. Says Mario Madness. Yeah, there's a Punch Out tip here, and then there's a Super Mario Brothers 2 tip, and there's a double Dragon card here. Zelda 2 card.
Yeah, they got some kind of scratch and sniff Zelda. Things going on.
Oh, it's scratch and sniff too, huh?
I think, or maybe not scratch and sniff. I guess you can sniff them.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can sniff them, but they don't smell like anything.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like there's like a lottery type, scratch type situation here.
Maybe you'll win something. You can
claim a prize?
At Nintendo of America.
Do you think I can win Earthbound somehow from this? So I shouldn't scratch this off right now because it might get kind of messy, but
well, I don't know. I haven't scratched off mine.
I actually know what our picture will be now though. Actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like we'll be holding these cards up probably. Right.
Yeah. Look at my, I had a princess one.
Oh yeah. 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 Well, thanks Rob.
And I just want to give everybody a top secret tip here from one of my cards.
Oh yeah.
For anybody playing Super Mario Brothers, if you're super or fiery Mario, a nifty way to bypass dangerous enemies is to let them hit you. For a brief time, you'll be invincible and can slip by. That's a tip from Nintendo of America. And actually, you know what? That's not just a tip for Super Mario Brothers. It's a tip for life, my friend.
Tip for life.
Tip for life.
Tip for life. If you're in a jam, let them stab you or whatever.
Yes.
And then you could just get by.
Right.
Yeah. You can learn a lot from video games.
So
Nintendo.
That's a little... a little something for the festivities. How
and
about
you pick those up at the art show, right?
Right, the I Am 8-Bit Art Show.
Right.
Down on Sunset Boulevard here in Los Angeles.
Right, it's all video game inspired art.
Right.
You know, you see a lot of Super Mario Brothers and Zelda inspired stuff, but you know, there are occasionally some stuff more obscure games that are portrayed.
Right.
In some of the art. Those are kind of neat. My favorite piece, actually, at the current exhibit is this Ice Climber piece.
Oh, right.
That was a really neat piece, the way they interpreted it and stuff. Yeah.
They had those, you know, those robot vacuums that just automatically go around the room?
Oh, yeah.
Someone had put the mushroom and the turtle shells from Super Mario Bros.
Right, yeah.
And someone made one into a Goomba.
Right.
So they were kind of just going around making the rounds. It was, that was very cool. That was one of my favorites.
There was also somebody playing piano.
That's right. Doing I actually got a picture, but it's not a very good one. It was on my BlackBerry.
Uh-huh.
But it's of our co-host here, one and only Brent Weinbach, playing the jams.
Yeah, all sort of lounge jazz versions of video game music, and then this actually particular showing or whatever was actually the pre-opening night VIP party,
right?
So that's what it was. So right. It wasn't as crowded. I guess it got really crowded the next day on the opening.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they sold out of these cards. So I'm glad I picked them up when I did.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
So we got all the secret tips right here. How about we mention our sponsor?
Okay. Destiny Games?
42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548 for all of your gaming needs, modern and a legacy.
And repairs as well.
Busted system.
Repair needs.
You call them and you tell them the Legacy Music Hour sent you. Not that it really matters, but just drop our name.
Yeah. Okay, well, ooh, what happened?
Oh, I hit my...
You hit.
Yeah, sorry, I hit the cord there.
Oh, I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind. I just, it was something. That was really something.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get started on today's episode. Free play episode. There's no topic. We're just going to play whatever we want. Well, I mean, almost everything we want. Just stuff we haven't played on the show before. We're also going to be doing another exciting edition of VGM karaoke.
I haven't received any criticism or hate emails yet.
No, we did get one comment, like a tongue-in-cheek comment.
Sure.
About, I don't know, maybe they were being serious. Actually, I'm interpreting it as tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, well, as soon as I get the official stop it, mm-hmm. then I will retire.
I'll hang up
the microphone.
No, that's your cue to start doing more of it, actually, I think. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, get out.
I believe I'm starting things off today.
Yes, sir.
I would like to go back to Tales of Phantasia.
Yeah.
Which is a track, I mean, which is a game whose soundtrack we heard mm-hmm. from back in the RPG episode.
Yeah. And yeah, I was going to maybe play something from that, but I don't, I'm, yeah.
Okay. The track I would like to play for today's episode to start things off, Stream of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Tales of Phantasia for the SNES.
Super Famicom.
Super Famicom. Famicom.
Famicom.
Famicom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tales of Phantasia for the Sphimicum. Composer, Matoi Sakuraba, just Matoi Sakuraba.
Right. There's another composer who worked on this, but I think this track only was just by that composer.
A sweeping piece.
I'm going to play something from a Super Famicom game as well called Sute Hakun. And I played a track from this on a different episode, maybe actually on episode 40. And this is music composed by Akito Nakatsuka. And this is stage 10. This whole soundtrack, I really like this soundtrack a lot. Stage 10 from Sute Hakun for the Super Famicom. This is music from Sute Hakun, music by Akito Nakatsuka. This is stage 10. I like this, the little chime in the on the top here. This right here. I like that. I like that little sort of bell sound, you know? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's a stereo bell.
Yeah. Fun.
It's very upbeat, happy.
Yeah. I just like this part. Oh, here it is again. Dun, 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 dun. I like that.
I'm going to play a TurboGrafx 16 track.
Mm-hmm.
16.
Right.
This is from a golf game, sports game. Winning Shot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a composer for this.
Okay.
But I have a few tracks that I've listened to in the past, and I thought, what better time to bring them up than number 50?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's going to be a hole in one, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Winning Shot for the TurboGrafx 16. Shot, TurboGrafx 16, right there.
It's another upbeat oh, yeah. piece.
It's a little Latin,
yeah.
A little jazzy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this game is, from what I understand, supposed to be somewhat rare.
Oh yeah.
Sold on September 27th on eBay. $1.99.
Yeah, man. Those rare games, man. They'll cost you. They cost you a couple hundred pennies.
Like 100 pennies at least.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play something from this game called Nosferatu. Okay.
Which means vampire in the vampire language.
Mm-hmm. It means vampire and vampiric.
Yes.
And vampirish. And this is for the Super Nintendo. And this is music by Masanao Akahori. Okay. And this is the main theme. So I think it's the title theme. And yeah, that's it. It's his music from Nosferatu for the Super Nintendo. Music from Nosferatu, composer Masanao Akahori. And this is main theme.
This is a man song.
It's got a very rock, heavy rock beat. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. There you go. I like how the bells come in too, like that. Or whatever that is. Yeah.
Very nice. I mean, very nice.
Very nice.
Oh, I like that.
Very nice.
I'm going to go to Wonder Momo. Mm-hmm. Another TurboGrafx 16 track that I really enjoyed. And I don't know, I'm assuming maybe this is gameplay music, maybe it's menu music, who can say, unless you've played Wonder Momo, and if you have, maybe you should let us know. Mm-hmm. Don't have a composer for this one, but here's a track from...
This is a Namco, I think, right?
Namco?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonder Momo for the TurboGrafx 16. Momo, TurboGrafx 16.
This is fun.
It is. It's
a disco, got disco kind of rhythm to it. Disco bass line.
I don't know who composed the music, mm-hmm. but I do know a J-pop singer did appear in the game.
Oh, okay.
And she then went on to do an album influenced by the video game music.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What was the name of the pop singer?
Haruko Momoi. Hmm. So I'd be interested in checking out that music.
Right, right. Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it was an arcade game, then it was ported over to PC Engine mm-hmm. and the TurboGrafx 16 back in 1989. I think it actually might even be on the the Wii Virtual Console.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I might want to check that out. Hmm.
I'm going to play something from Rygar, our old friend, Rygar.
Yes.
This is music by Michiharu Hasuya, and I think also known as T. Hasuya. And this music is called Cave. It's the music when you're in the caves in the game, if you're familiar with the game, which I am.
Yes.
Beat it. And it's the Tecmo game, and it's Rygar for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is Rygar, Caves, music by Michiharu Hasuya. That's a kind of a cool sound to it, you know? Kind of a cool guy sound to it.
It is. Yeah, man. Just guys hanging out.
Tough guys hanging out, acting cool.
Good old boys drinking whiskey and Rygar.
This is where it starts to get more, like, I don't know, more active. And then it really starts to get active right after this phrase here. Right here.
Soul Blazer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my next track.
Yeah.
Deal with it. I was getting aggressive. Tough guy songs, they can make me aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Shrine of the Master.
I don't necessarily think the Rygar song was tough. I just think it was sounded cool, like cool guy, you know? Like, not necessarily tough guys, but just like right. Cool guys.
Hey, well, to me, tough guys, cool guys, we're one and the same.
Mm-hmm. Tough is cool.
Yes. Shrine of the Master
mm-hmm.
is the track I'm going to play from the game Soul Blazer for the SNES.
Thank you.
Shrine of the Master. Soul Blazer, right there. Composer, Yukihide Takekawa.
Yeah.
And that's just... Hey, it's very much shrine music to me.
Nosferatu.
I mean, that is... Did you hear that organ solo?
It's very, like, you know, sounds very, you know, sort of Phantom of the Opera type of situation.
Dark, vampiric.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Dracula play the organ sometimes?
I don't think so.
Didn't he get
down
on
it? Did he? I don't know.
Maybe in some movies.
Maybe in some movies, yeah.
But I can totally see him getting down to this.
Right, totally. It's totally. Yeah. It's totally vampire music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay, so Nosferatu, we played that. We're playing this. This is kind of vampire related.
Right.
That game I played, Sute Hakun.
Right.
It's a game where you're kind of this weird bird character or something like that. I don't know what you are exactly, but you actually suck in liquids into your body and spit them back out. But so the idea of sucking, that's kind of related to vampires. So that's kind of connected too a little bit.
Wow.
And yeah,
we might not have
we
to
can
do
probably stretch it so we can probably through some stretching probably try to connect the theme of vampires to you know, the other tracks we played too, but I don't know, it might get a little too ridiculous.
Well, this is episode 50 and it's supposed to be a free play, but maybe it's our vampire episode.
Yeah, right, because of Rygar, you know, that was a kind of cool music.
Right,
vampires are cool. So that's the thing. And then, and those are all my tracks, actually. So, yeah. What about you? What did you, Wonder Momo?
I played Wonder Momo, which is a beat 'em up arcade game.
Well, you know, it's like arcade. It sort of sounds like.
Yeah, Momo has superpowers, and you know who else has superpowers?
Oh, vampires. Right, there you go.
I think that's one way.
Right. And what was the first one you played? Winning Shot, right?
A Winning Shot, which is a golf game.
Right.
And you use a club sometimes. Sometimes you use wooden clubs on the golf course, right?
You do use a wood. Yeah, there's
a wood.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a wooden stake that needs to go into the
right. There you go.
Heart.
Okay, very good.
See?
That's good. That was a winning shot that you just made, that connection. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, the next track I'm going to play is from the arcade version of Quartet. It's a Sega game, mm-hmm. Sega arcade game. And
a Sega arcade.
Sega arcade.
Yes.
And also, I acquired this the soundtrack to Quartet, the arcade version, from our listener, Ed, who sends us arcade music and stuff. So thanks to Ed. And... this is music composed by Katsuhiro Hayashi, and this is called Oki Rap, and this is the version that's without voice. There's a version with a voice, and this is the one without it. And this relates to vampires because, I don't know, we don't need to keep that joke running, do we?
Or we can try.
Quartet. I don't know. Let's see. Quartet. Sega.
You know what?
Well, you know, vampires, they like Sega a lot, so...
Well, I was going to say that vampires' fangs usually come as a quartet.
Do they?
There's two on the top, two on the bottom.
Is that the truth?
Well, that's all from what I've
seen. I usually just think it's like two fangs, usually.
Well, I've always seen fangs on the bottom.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. All right, fine. Fair enough. I'll settle for that.
Okay.
All right. Quartet for the arcade. We'll be right back. This is music from Quartet, for the arcade, Sega Arcade. Nice. And this is music by Katsuhiro Hayashi. It's called Oki Rap. It's without voice. And yeah, I like this track a lot. It's just a lot of fun.
Good drums.
Yeah, good drums. Good, you know, just good FM synthesis, you know. And, you know, I've listened to the Quartet, the version for Sega Master System. And, well, sometimes I feel like sometimes the console versions of songs are better than the arcade versions, you know.
Okay.
Somehow, like when they arrange it or adapt it for a console, they tighten it up somehow, you know, and sometimes better. In this case, I think the arcade version is definitely better than what did I say? I said the arcade version is better than the Sega Master System. Yeah, yes. Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, so I like that a lot. Yeah. But you know, actually, what I like a lot too in that piece is I started from the beginning again. I like. There's sort of this constant sort of high sounding, this high pitched sort of note that keeps playing, kind of on the beat, you know.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
I think that's cool. I don't know. I like that. It sounds almost like a cymbal, you know, or something like that, you know. Anyway.
I'd like to play a little Fatal Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're ever caught in a vampire's castle,
yeah,
it could be like a Fatal Labyrinth.
Sure.
Yeah. It'd be the last thing you ever see.
Yeah.
Here is the Staff Roll. This is my first Genesis track of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. My favorite part of the song, by the way.
It sounds like it's like dun, 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 dun. What does that sound like?
It sounds like some song I know.
Some song, yeah.
Yeah. Fatal Labyrinth Staff Roll, composer E. Fugu.
Yeah. But I'm trying to remember what that sounds like though. It's like dun 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 dun. What is that? I don't know. It sounds like something.
By the way, I think when I die, like a staff roll song and credits to be rolled.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This one?
Possibly, uh-huh. But I don't know. You know, just...
like it's the end. You like... everybody beat you.
Right. It'll be a special thanks
or you beat yourself or something.
I won. I completed life.
You completed, yeah.
I completed,
The game. A game of life.
The game of life. Well, if I meet my end before then, I'll still have the staff roll because I'll still have completed it to a certain degree.
But we'll have to play the bad ending, though. You know, or the easy mode.
Oh, ending, easy mode.
Or
yeah,
whatever it is.
It'll be easy mode, bad ending. But either way, you'll still get the staff roll.
Yeah, okay. Right.
You'll be in the staff roll, by the way.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm penciling you.
Oh,
in,
great,
so
great.
Don't worry about that.
Thanks. I like to get credit.
Hey, you know,
I like to get credit where credit's due.
You know? You'll get it.
This is a little bit of a Sega block because, you know, I played Quartet, which is a Sega arcade title, and then you played a Genesis title, right?
Right.
I'm going to play something from the Sega Master System, so we're going to hear all the whole spectrum of Genesis or Sega stuff from this era. And this is from a game called Ghost House. And this is a game I used to play when I was younger on my cousin's Sega Master System. And there's only one level song for the whole game, and this is the song we're going to hear. And it's a pretty groovy little tune.
Oh, groovy
and,
tune.
And I think, I'm pretty sure for this game, I can't remember actually, but I'm pretty sure that the character that you play with is a little vampire kid.
Really?
Yeah. So easy connection on that one to the vampire episode.
In this day and age, he would be known as Lil Vampire.
Lil, okay, yeah. And so, yeah, I don't have a composer for this, but it's a Sega game, and it's Ghost House. For the Sega Master Show. Oh, this is called House, is the name of the track. House, which is, you always hear this playing when you're playing the game. House from Ghost House for the Sega Master System.
It's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. From Ghost House for the Sega Master System. This is House. See? Pretty cool, huh?
Very.
It actually has a cool sound to it, too, you know? Yeah.
Sword of Hope is up next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you were hunting vampires, that's what you would call your sword, I'm sure.
Right. I guess that's what the stake is.
Right.
excuse me. The wooden stake is the Sword of Hope.
The wooden stake, exactly. This is the title music, I believe.
Game Boy
track, absolutely. And I played Sword of Hope on the last episode, but I wanted to play this track. I didn't have time. So the composer is unknown.
On the last episode?
Was it the last episode? No, I'm sorry, episode 46.
Yeah.
Which is our role-playing episode. So here is Sword of Hope title music. Sword of Hope. Title screen music.
The bass is really cool. I don't know if you hear the bass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bass is pretty cool. So. That, ba-da-da, that's kind of neat.
I mean, it takes that that top melody and it changes it entirely.
I think, well, I like that one part of the bass that was like earlier. It sounds neat the way, yeah, it kind of works that, da-da-da, works well with the what's going on up top.
Oh, yeah. That's a sexy drum.
No, no, no. I don't know.
It's like the reverb on the...
The what?
Like the reverb on that top melody.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to play something from a game in Europe known as Wurlo, but in Japan known as Sanja no Daiboken. Sandra no Daiboken.
Very good.
Sandra no Daiboken. Valkyrie to no Di. I don't know. So this is... it's actually like a spin-off game to a Nintendo game. I forgot the name of the actual game it is, but it's like it's a character from a game, and it's his story, and it shows how he meets this character from this actual game. I think it might even be called it's some Valkyrie something or other, but that was a Famicom game. This came out for Super Famicom.
Okay.
So, this is a game that I acquired not too long ago, and I beat it, and it's a pretty cool side scroller game. I've talked about it before on the show, and I've played from it before. This track is called Dark Clouds, and the composers on this are Norihiko Togashi and Nakanobu Ebihara. And again, this is from Sandra no Daiboken for the Super Famicom. Music from Sandra no Daiboken. Sorry, I don't mean to try to sound like I know how to pronounce stuff. Valkyrie to no Dei. Music by Norihiko Togashi and Nakanobu Ebihara. Oh no, you know what? I'm sorry. Those are two separate composers, actually. Nakanobu is one, and then Ebihara is another one. I think.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure. I got to double check that. But I love this part right here. For some reason, this part reminds me of Cocteau Twins, for some reason. This is a band, Cocteau Twins.
Oh, I didn't.
Early 80s band.
Okay.
But I like this track a lot, though. Dark Clouds.
This reminds me of 80s, maybe 80s movie montage music.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Especially this part.
Well, I like, yeah. Listen to the sort of, that, you know? It's kind of going from left to right on the stereo. You know? You know the background thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's cool, I think. You know, the... You hear it going back and forth?
Yeah.
It's neat. I love how it becomes this march part of the song, you know? The marching part, you know? It's cool. I think it's really cool.
In an 80s movie, this is the montage, the workout scene. Mm-hmm.
And again, that's called Dark Clouds.
Dark Clouds.
Yeah.
You know where Dark Clouds usually hang out?
Oh, I forgot. We forgot to... What was your last one again? Oh, yeah. Sword of Hope, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Dark Clouds, yeah, exactly. Over a castle of a vampire, perhaps.
There's no sunlight.
Right.
There's exactly. No sunlight, and don't believe that Twilight movie.
I've never seen any of those.
Well, they say when vampires are exposed to the light, they glimmer like disco balls. They can be in the light. No, they can't. Okay.
Right.
They cannot.
By the way, side note, it is. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. Never mind. Go on. Yeah.
Oh, my point being that vampires cannot be in sunlight, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
Dark Clouds.
Dark Clouds.
Absolutely.
Where it fits right in with the theme, the vampire theme.
My next track is another Wonder Momo track.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Which, what did I say? You have to beat up vampires?
Special powers.
Special powers. Because Momo has special powers. Yeah. This is a TurboGrafx-16 game, so I don't have a composer.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it sold for $1.99 on eBay less than a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you pick up a copy if you're digging the soundtrack. Wonder Momo.
That's good. It's good. Gets it's a good little jazzy breakdown in the bridge part.
This is hip, and I think it's a little sexy too.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Vampires are sexy.
Absolutely.
I like this part coming up right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This part right here. I love that chord right there. Yeah.
We have to pause, let you catch your breath.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's a fun track. I like that. Yeah, that's my favorite one of my tracks today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to play a track that I just, you know, I just haven't gotten around to playing it, but it's seriously one of my favorite tracks, and it's a pretty obvious one, too. It's from Final Fantasy II, North America, you know, for the Super Nintendo, music by Nobuo Uematsu.
Okay.
It's a track that's always been a favorite of mine. I just love this track, and it definitely, this is kind of video game music 101 a little bit, but it's the airship music from Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo. And I've never gotten around to playing it on these various episodes, and I've thought, you know, it's just time I got to play this track, because it's really good. It's one of my favorite tracks.
Right.
Really reminds me of the Neverending Story, actually, a little bit. All right. So, this is Final Fantasy II, music by Nobuo Uematsu. Music from Final Fantasy II, composer Nobuo Uematsu. This is Airship.
Yes.
It's such a great track.
Yeah.
You know? First of all, it really does remind me of Neverending Story, because, I don't know, something about it, like when you're riding on the Falcor, you know?
Yeah.
Especially the harp sound that comes in right here. This really reminds me of Neverending Story right here. This part right here. You know? That harp sound. Right?
You know, this part coming up, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the that Star Fox song.
Oh, does it?
You know, the one that goes, dun, 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 dun.
I don't know if I know what you mean.
I have to play for you.
I also like that in typical sort of Nobuo Uematsu fashion, it sort of has this fusion of sort of rock meets classical in a way. Or not classical, but orchestral. There's like an orchestral sound. Or this sort of orchestral sort of cinematic sound mixed with a sort of rock beat and stuff, you know, or something like that, you know? Here comes the harp again right here. Here. It's a very Neverending Story, but I like this too right here, how the snare drum kicks in like that. Like that, yeah. That's neat. Anyway, just really good song, really good song. Really short too, you know.
Beautiful piece. It's not always about the size.
Right. I think that's true for most cases, actually.
Like that tip card, that advice not applies not just to games, but not only to games, but also to life.
Tip card?
The Super Mario tip I read.
Right, exactly. Yeah, totally.
At the top of the hour.
Okay, well, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to do our little VGM karaoke session.
Session.
Session, and it is sort of a section, I guess.
Right.
And so, if you guys haven't heard this kind of segment before on our show, it's basically we pick a track that we like, and or whatever, we don't have to like it, but we sing along with the melody of that track, and we can either sort of sing along gibberish, or we could, or we can sing along pre-written lyrics that we've written. Or we can make lyrics up on the spot,
right?
You know, however you want to play it. But the kind of the main goal is to sort of try to be on the melody as best as possible,
right? And please keep in mind, I'm not a musician. I'm not. I can barely carry a tune, barely. You know, I mean, I'll sing a happy birthday. I mean, I will throw down. But
this is sort of a birthday in a sense.
Well, it's an anniversary.
It's our 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary.
50th year anniversary.
Right. It's a true milestone of sorts. So I wrote some lyrics and, well, I mean, you'll hear them.
By the way, I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but in two more episodes, we've been doing the show a whole year now.
One whole year.
I mean, that's crazy because we do the show weekly. So, you know, a year. That's crazy. All right. We'll talk about that later. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to go first, I think, right?
Right. And the song that I picked for the VGM karaoke is Wonder Momo, and it's the song that I played right before yours.
Okay, yeah.
That was my last selection.
Yeah.
I really liked that track a lot, and I thought that really was kind of a sexy track.
Yeah.
Okay? And you remember we got that that voicemail from that guy who said that he was honeymooning.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget his name. Do you remember?
No, I don't. I could try to look it up. Okay. We should mention. Yeah, it was a nice message he left. Yeah.
But yeah, one of our listeners called in and said that he was listening to our podcast on his honeymoon.
Yeah, right.
Probably listening to the Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah, romantic episode, yeah.
Lovers only. So here's, I wrote, that song inspired some lovers lyrics in me.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of lyrics. For your
timing. Get out of here. Come on.
It's the Legacy Music Hour cat, the official cat.
That Brent is allergic to.
Right. Me too, by the way. So, that being said, let's get it going.
Okay. All right.
Been on my mind day and night, you know it, girl. I can't forget the night I kissed your face. The feelings I have for you are real, 3DO. I wanna be a game genie and show you the secrets, because your loving keeps me alive. I'm gonna try to mega drive to your heart, the 16-bit highway of love. Yeah, come on. Here we go. I don't know why you won't give me a one-up. I just want to get top score in your heart. The feelings I have for you are real, 3DO. You be the princess and I'll be Super Mario. Oh. Because your loving keeps me alive. I'm gonna try to mega drive to your heart. Baby. There we go. Oh, sorry, let me turn you up there.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. Those are some good lyrics right there.
Hey, this,
I like that. My love is real. 3DO. That's good. That's a good one.
Hey, I wanted to keep it real, but then I said keep it real 3DO.
Yeah. That's good. That's funny. That was really funny, man. That's funny.
So that's
you know, what's funny is I actually almost thought, even though it actually would rhyme less, I thought you were gonna go like, you be the princess and I'll be Toad. I think you're going to say Toad, which is not even, wouldn't even make sense, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to hear that song before, and it's pure goodness.
Yeah.
But there's a little fun. Hey, and you know, if you want to make up some lyrics, it's possible.
I like the your intro kind of rap too.
Oh,
whatever,
right.
You want to call it.
Just
yeah.
A little bit of that, just to give it a little flavor, you know, a little
spice
seasoning of the streets.
Yeah, that was a hot track.
I'm going to be singing that to my wife tonight.
I actually want to hear it again, actually, to be honest. I mean, I'm going to listen to this episode again.
Okay.
I want to hear that again, actually. Those are some lyrics right there. They're better lyrics than mine, actually, for sure, actually. You'll see.
I don't know. I think you've been cleaning up when it comes to VGM karaoke.
I don't know about that. But all right, so I'm going to sing along to a track that I played in this episode also, the Rygar track.
Okay.
The cool guy song.
Man music.
And so this is now here's the thing about this. This is the cave music to Rygar. I actually tried to write lyrics to this. Oh, okay, this is what happened. I was kind of just singing along to the song with my brothers, and I was kind of making a joke about it. And the lyrics were sort of, I was making them up on the spot, and they were kind of on the, you know, kind of dirty side, juvenile side.
Okay.
You know? And I actually tried doing this. I tried doing it publicly, actually.
Oh,
actually, at a comedy show, and you know, it was fun. I did it a couple times. It was fun. It was fun to do it publicly, but for this, you know, because we run a clean ship here,
yes.
I cleaned up the lyrics.
Oh,
so this isn't the dirty version. Okay, there is a dirty version that exists.
Okay,
this is the clean version. Okay, and so it's like the radio version or whatever.
Radio edit.
Yeah, radio edit. So. You know, I kind of changed the lyrics around and stuff, made it clean. And I mean, but I should also mention the lyrics don't make sense at all, really. I mean, they make very little sense, and they're not as sort of like coherent as yours are. You know.
Oh.
So.
Well, thank you. That's one of the nicest compliments I've ever been paid when it comes to my singing.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Yeah. I mean, well, you'll. I mean, I wasn't complimenting her singing. I was complimenting on the lyrics, actually.
All right.
No, but the singing was good, though.
I'm going to take that as a compliment to my singing.
Yeah, the singing was good, though.
Yeah, you don't got to be nice to
good.
Me.
I just wanted to clarify that wasn't a compliment to the singing. Okay. All right. So, here's my Rygar for VGM karaoke. All right. BBC Sessions, take one. You, me, to be, writing down your escalation, please, you better stop these, my knees, I don't need your protestation, lips, I'm sailing my ships. Sailing down your defecation. I've been lifting weights for many years. I've been getting my body buff and ready. Lifting hard at Gold Gym every day. My pectorals were voted best of the bay. I'm a sailor sailing the ocean. When I'm out at sea, I never eat kosher. Even at home, I don't eat kosher. Wiggly fingers down doesn't count as kosher meat. I'd be walking down the street and then I see your funny face. I just want to snap my finger all up in your face. Because I have been lifting weights and stuff all at your place. Sailing ships and lifting weights. I'd be walking straight down the street and then I see your brown stuff. But no, dear, I don't want to put my money on your brown stuff. I just want to wait and see if your big old brown stuff booty on the butch and I. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of running out of breath, actually. It's a lot of syllables and stuff.
Yeah, that's heavy-duty lyric, lyricism.
I don't know if you could understand the lyrics, but they don't make sense anyway.
I did get that you are going to go to the gym, working out.
Yeah, which makes sense with the tough guys thing, you know?
Yes.
That's a straight-up coincidence that you said tough guys, and then I happen to, yeah. There's a whole section about basically working out at Gold's Gym, you know, pectorals were voted best of the Bay. Sorry, this part right here. Then there's a sailing the ocean. When he's out at sea, he never eats kosher. And I don't know. This part, I kind of want a second try at this one. I'd be walking down the street and then I see your funny face. I just want to snap my fingers all up in your funny face. But because I've been lifting weights and stuff, I'll let you play sailing ships and lifting weights. I'd be walking down the street and then I see your brown stuff. But no, dear, I don't want to put my money on your brown stuff. I just want to wait and see for your big old brown stuff booty on the butch and I.
Brown stuff, eh?
Brown stuff. Nice. Yeah. That's a substitution word.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not what you think it is, though, actually.
Right.
It's not what you think it is. So, I don't know. That's my little Rygar track.
Hey, I like it.
But I think if this was a contest, I think you won on this episode, actually.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I hope it was clear, though, this one part. The one part of the lyrics I do like is this one coming up right here, actually. I'll just do it again.
All right.
I guess I didn't do it. Yeah. Lifting weights for many years, I've been getting my body buff and ready, lifting hard at Gold's Gym every day. My pectorals were voted best of the Bay. I'm a sailor sailing the ocean. When I'm out at sea, I never eat kosher. Even at home, I don't eat kosher. Wiggly fingers doesn't count as kosher meat. All right, wiggly fingers is definitely a substitution for something else, actually. Doesn't count as kosher meat. I mean, it's like, it's a juvenile dirty song, the original version, the original cut. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you know, this radio edit leaves a lot to the imagination.
Yes, yeah.
Brown stuff.
I mean, wiggly fingers is definitely not even a good substitution. It doesn't even, anyway, yeah. Brown stuff. All right, that's it.
50 in the can.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about brown stuff.
Brown stuff, yeah. Honestly, the substitution didn't even mean brown stuff. It's not what you think it is. Yeah.
Sometimes the ladies refer to me as brown stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Well, in my single days.
What about your sort of lower region? Do they refer to that as the brown stuff?
Oh, the brown stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's actually... Oh, no, that's not what it meant. It was the backside of the lower region. The backside of your privacy.
Right.
Brown stuff. That's what I really... The original thing is.
Sure. But, people can use their imaginations.
Well, I'm looking forward to when this episode is, posted to listening to your track again. Actually,
oh, okay,
yeah,
should be fun.
Okay, so that's our end of our 50th anniversary episode celebration.
Oh yeah,
just a real party here, you know, that's a real party without cake.
I'm sorry.
Oh no! It would have been just a pleasant surprise.
I know.
But not that I was expecting. I wasn't expecting cake.
52. I'm gonna have some cake for 52. We can talk about it or not. Yeah. But I'm gonna have cake. You just be prepared for that.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
I hope it's some good cake, with like fruit and stuff.
It'll knock your socks off.
Oh yeah. Is it gonna be comprised of brown stuff?
There will be brown stuff in there, but not the brown stuff that you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking forward to some of this edible brown stuff.
Oh yeah.
So full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. Email us
legacymusichour@gmail.com. Definitely call us. We love voicemails and the texts. Keep them coming in. 281 Sonic 91. We're on Google Plus too. A few people have added us on Google Plus.
I don't know. I'm not convinced of Google Plus even existing yet.
But when it does come into existence, we will be ready.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I guess so. And then we appreciate the comments too on the page too on the thing.
Yes.
Okay. Next week's topic is female composers.
That's right.
Females only. It's ladies' night next.
Ladies'
next
night
or No boys allowed.
No boys with a Z.
No boys allowed. Yeah, with a Z. Yeah. Girls only. Whatever you want to call it.
You came up with that title, but I guess you don't like it anymore. Girls, girls, girls.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one. Yeah, girls, girls, girls. Yeah, that was the other one. Yeah, girls, girls, girls. It's going to be only female composers only. I mean, not that we don't play enough female composers on the show. I mean, like half the composers we play are female, but whatever. Anyway, celebrating women.
That's right.
Yeah. Legacy Music Hour, celebrating women on Women's Awareness Month.
Is it really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It's Hispanic Heritage Month, I think, in October.
Okay, well then, yeah.
The Women's Month. Hey, every day is Women's Month for me, or every month is Women's Month for me.
Right.
And here at the Legacy Music, I was going to say the Ladies Music Hour. The Legacy Music Hour, we love the women. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we always talk about tough guys all the
time. That's right, men. Yeah.
We're going to leave you with, how about Final Fantasy Mystic Quest?
Ooh.
This is music by Ryuji Sasai and Yasuhiro Kawakami. And this is called Fossil Labyrinth. Any connection to vampires?
That's where they'll find your carcass once... they're done. Because you become a...
Okay, well, you know, you talked about labyrinth before.
Right.
And then fossil, those are like bones? No, bones. They're not bones, right? Fossils? I guess they can
be. Yeah, they can be, sure.
I don't know.
Old bones.
Like teeth are like bones, right?
Yeah.
Or I don't know, something. And then there's fangs.
Right.
Something. It's a connection, something.
Don't vampires turn to stone? Kind of like fossils?
That's true, yeah. Do they?
For some reason.
Actually, I don't think they do, actually. Oh. But
well, you know what? Some vampires are as old as fossils.
Okay, sure. I'll buy that. By the way, we didn't connect Airship either. Final Fantasy Airship.
Well, can't they fly? Can't vampires fly?
I guess they
fly?
Can turn into a bat sometimes.
Sure, and I'm sure they fly when they're flying up. Maybe they would like to stop at a ship sometime and...
Okay, all right.
Have a Bloody Mary.
Well, I'm glad we could make this episode work as a vampire episode. Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we will be doing a Halloween episode, though, coming up for
themed,
Halloween. Yeah, Halloween
theme. We'll find something.
Yeah,
we'll figure something out.
Yeah. Okay, so Final Fantasy II, North American, Airship. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What am I thinking? What am I talking about? Okay, Final Fantasy, Mystic Quest, Ryuji Sasai, Yasuhiro Kawakami, Fossil Labyrinth for the Super Nintendo. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am the Rob F. Switch.
Thank you for listening. 50 episodes.
Bye. And 50 more.